actually write in Irish, so the English versions are just, you know, I try to get the meaning across. They don't really stand alone, I suppose, as English poems in their own right, but they're my best. This is a poem I wrote about 10 years ago. It's about a very commonplace, everyday event, the choosing of a name for a child. It's about my niece's christening, my brother's daughter, who will be 36 later this month. And I actually missed her christening, and for some reason the poem jumped out of my subconscious about 10 years ago, and I put my thoughts on paper. Her name was Caroline, and I thought it was very musical. So the poem is about music. There are four verses, so I'll read the English after each verse so that it won't get boring for La Drama, you know, for anyone who doesn't have Irish. Basta. Caroline Sanandie, although they were young, is dúras a gur chiol vor vín an oin som rims an enoch lavain. As a shanahid a bashti hi ar noi, mar be Charles an diadó an asna naeas. Can eil na ki Charlotte, na fiú Charlene, a dúrt an fea dúrt. Oin lagin carabas gan dalt da vínig pidab da vaid an fráshin. Ech a siú da vi an tóas ar na catechí, oin dreif se galáshin na evidab, na fyddi a bad sir. O, fo'r môth y stô yn leo dy rhaid ar yn ddyn ti. The christening. Ye called her Caroline. Soft notes and rhythm in that single word. Named for her Tyrone grandfather, Charles, long since with the Lord. But why not Charlotte, or even Charlene, they asked. From Latin, Carolus, Philip replied. Proud of his classical learning in the hard school of All Hallows way back in the 20s. Oh, how he loved to put us right on fact. Ach bini an ar moin gle vins na shari a drog graim ar unsan. How lias carwyn na langal like man shay ar sa daun hir. The hwle cligini gawr bahad sa tirol. Campri nolog sa tnachtas na tstigli na dill. On Taravan Shilach, Bathian Dalmach, the Pepea, the Bon, the Matauri. Makala Fort Seton, Shan of the Lord, Jim, the Lacket Kishin, and my Yelige. Ushlach's Glee, Woon Hjore, the Clark, the Law, the Mariadic, the Manishtan, the Fele, the Yelig. The harmony gripped me then. Angels calls to shepherds in the east. I heard Tyrolean goat-herd bellows. Carols in the snow at Lembrook, Sunday hymns at the foot of Summer Hill, jigs in the Lodgen and the flagstones of Scart, Oriabas grace on the harpsichord in Abbey Field on a frosty winter night. The yol she home and clings, the lord lehul le hold and the blog, the few sanitos and give him kind at Kea Oil. In a cold silver and shilly, in an unri harin. The Viaurik Shilosan, Maranan Rale, Caroline, a Monaco, and a Grenian. No fos, radio Caroline, the Yaran Eagleblins, and a Deirdre. And Blah Yalla Lacadorish, Caroline in the morning. Is Caroline a Roa, who grass the wheels of our evening and valsa. The daily peal from Coast Carillon. And a limpeting tenor of a cold clay trader. Music in a regal girl's name, a princess in sunny Monaco. Radio Caroline, playing our teenage nights. White flowers by a gate from Carolina in the morning. Sweet Carolina Roa, fruit of her waltzing tune. Ach thusa fallasheen, who you Roa, gomarides the gahis the garamush lusta. Could a bar of usher no naughty, a door for coat or fawn. Scream to the court your hain, and then sheets of wine the rat. If your lane rest to you from foam like a haven, you can far skin off the boy. When the door deal a shot on sail, nor over the yog and fort bosh. Scream hard, clean as gold tree. As the dog of the vogue who and tree a known thrall, the yog who a caravan. Yes, Caroline of the red gold hair, may you answer your noble call, an ornament those notes you reach to grasp and shape in your own symphony. Though millions read the notes, each voice is but one score sheet. As does the organ grinder ring your music from the day, as time demands joy and grief, let sorrow go its way to your only lullaby, Caroline, in your hymn of life.
It was our debut. So, next reader is Brian, and I can't pronounce your second name.
McElroy.
Brian McElroy.
Hello. Thanks, Joe, for what you tonight. And, thanks, Marie, for revealing yourself as a person tonight. So all I have is a sentence from a book, and I suppose most people have an infinite capacity for taking things for granted. Thank you.
Well, think about that. Jennifer Matthews.
I know, I'm not ready.
Jennifer Matthews is not ready. She needs a moment, but I'm sure Rosalind Blue is always ready to enter the breach. Rosalind.
I only have five, but I don't know if I can read all them.
That's four.
The list isn't that short. Well, maybe it is okay. Anyway, I was working over the week. I'm working towards getting a manuscript together, and so I'm going through notes that have been left behind in like up to 10 years back so far, just trying to find poems that haven't been finished. And it actually was quite awkward, the stuff that came out. So I do appreciate responses in whatever direction. the first one. It's called Strong Woman. She can turn the talks with people into smiles. It is a different story to turn into smiles her own, but she can turn. That was the first one. Sure. The second one is called Drink. Out to the pub just for a pint, a good night with the fellas. We cheer, we cling, a first cool drink is running down the gullet. The first one makes me happy, the second makes me high. But when I drink the third pint down, sorrow makes me sigh. In search of fun and happiness, I gulp the fourth pint down. There is no help in drinking on, the fourth makes me depressive, the fifth gets me aggressive. And when I leave the pub at two, with five pints in my brain, along the dreams I stagger home, embarrassed to the bone. Right, maybe I'll cut one of the five out. This one is called Royal Reality. It was no surprise to me when that Ryan report came out. Ever since I've set foot on this island, I've been meeting people of my own generation who've been shagged up the wrong way. Some by groups, they have the hardest lives. I visited them in the madhouse. I had believed it was the past, when long after, someone told me to dress my daughter properly against the looks into her private. I worried about every touch and kiss and sent her to a different school. I learned it is the present. It was no surprise for me when the Ryan report came out. Last one is a prayer. It's raining from the heavens, my mind is running wild. I go out to the garden to wash myself with rain. I reach out to the heavens and pray the earth good morning. I touch her with my soul, spare my hands, my eyes, my mind. I feel my body waking and freeing up inside. I free myself with that, in dancing for Mother Earth and life. I kneel down in the garden, the ground and grass are soaked. I sink into her comfort and kiss the holy ground. And in the passing moment, she asks me to raise up, to place myself within her, and walk into the morning, and go into the world with open eyes today.
And Jerome is departing. Our next poet is Raymond.
I brush a little on my eyes, sometimes a little more. This makes me feel better about who I am, or hide my open door. Sometimes I didn't brush this on, and I was beautiful too. Why do I brush this on? Is it for me, or is it for you?
Thanks, everyone. And she's going to close it with fireworks and much dancing and nudity and all other types of things. It's Jennifer Match.
I like how the lag is happening when you come. Okay, just to follow that one, I liked what you had to say about that, and I have a similar poem about that kind of experience. The title I stole from a friend of mine that I'm doing exchange with. So the title is called Peroxide Mermaid. A creature hesitates at the dark bar. A man rests his hand on the curve of her sequined scaled hip, poaching her digits and counting the taxi fare in his pocket for home delivery of this tidy gift. Teaspoons too intimate, he measures the evening in the jewel-toned aquapops she tips, half woman, half fish. Later in the lady, she paints the receptive canvas of her skin. Over her eyes, imagines pools. Blue, she thinks, brings out her eyes for him. Her school flitters around her, reflective in mirrors, perfecting portraits for beholders, holding in stomachs, seasons, schools out. She swims her way through drunken shoals to him, all made up, half woman, half wish. I thought I'd read one if there's time. I'm reading Here Bullet by Brian Turner. He's a poet who was also a soldier in the Iraq War, and he has a very interesting way of presenting war as in the moments of it and somehow leads you to the right conclusions, you know, and it becomes very anti-war without hitting you over the head with a message, which is really effective. So I thought I'd read this poem. It's called Here, Bullet. If a body is what you want, then here is bone and gristle and flesh. Here is the clavicle snapped wish, the aorta's open valves, the leap. Thought makes at the synaptic gap. Here is the adrenaline rush you crave, that inexorable flight, that insane puncture into heat and blood. And I dare you to finish what you started. Because here, bullet, here is where I complete the words you bring, hissing through the air. Here is where I moan the barrel's cold esophagus, triggering my tongue's explosives for the rifling I have inside of me. Each twist of the round, sun deeper, because here, bullet, here is where the world ends every time. Thanks.